This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 16th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released a new report on the worsening persecution of Christians in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. Islamic militants linked with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are driving the violence against Christians. The country's government has struggled to restrain the violence. Since May of last year, militants have killed over 50 Christians. In May, jihadists also killed nearly 60 people, targeting Christians. Romans 8:35-37 asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Mental health issues are rising during times of coronavirus lockdowns. The Well-Being Trust estimates 75,000 people in America could die from drug or alcohol abuse and suicide in connection with the lockdowns. These, quote, deaths of despair, end quote, are tied to multiple factors like, quote, unemployment, fear and dread, and isolation, end quote. Suicide deaths in Japan rose to 13,000 this year, while coronavirus deaths number less than 2,000. Similarly, the African country of Malawi reports a 57% increase in suicide deaths this year compared with last year. Catholic and Jewish groups in New York are suing Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo for his restrictions on religious services in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Last Monday, Cuomo threatened to shut down religious institutions that do not follow his guidelines. The guidelines include heavy restrictions on religious gatherings, but leave retail shops, manufacturing facilities, and airplane travel exempt. Judge Amy Coney Barrett finished 3 days of confirmation hearings yesterday after being nominated to the Supreme Court by President Donald Trump. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee scheduled an October 22nd vote to send Barrett to the full Senate for confirmation. Democrats have decried what they call rushed proceedings. However, the American Bar Association has rated Barrett as, quote, well-qualified, end quote, its highest rating. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17 gives instructions for judges. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal by South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster to defund two Planned Parenthood abortion mills from Medicaid tax dollars. Also on Tuesday, a three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against a Texas law that bans dismemberment abortions. The U.S. State Department and the Department of Education issued a letter on October 9th. The letter warns leaders of school districts and colleges about Communist China's influence on education in America. The letter said, quote, "Over the last decade, the authoritarian government of the People's Republic of China has sent curriculum and PRC-trained teachers into hundreds of U.S. K-12 schools through a program called Confucius Classrooms," end quote. Post Malone won big at the 2020 Billboard Music Awards on Wednesday. The singer-songwriter and rapper, whose lyrics are often explicit, won 9 prizes, including Top Artist. Meanwhile, the Top Christian Artist Award went to Lauren Daigle, and the Top Christian Album Award went to Kanye West for his album Jesus is King. And finally, a bird known as the bar-tailed godwit recently set a new world record for avian nonstop flight. The godwit took off from Alaska on September 16th and landed in New Zealand 11 days later after flying for 7,500 miles at speeds up to 55 miles per hour. Dr. Jesse Conklin with the Global Flyway Network said of the birds, quote, "They seem to have some capability of knowing where they are on the globe. We cannot really explain it, but they seem to have an onboard map, end quote. But Psalm 8, verses 8 through 9 says, among the Lord's work are the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.